In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdal. Monday, the 26th day of March. Good as always to have you along, everybody. This was actually a pretty big day in the evolution of the Trump administration's trade policy. First of all, the White House has made its first big bilateral trade deal, a renegotiation, to be clear, of the arrangement that the United States has with South Korea. Seoul will be the first to be permanently exempted from the president's steel and aluminum tariffs, and in return, agree to various quotas on its imports and exports. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said this weekend he is actively speaking with the Chinese government about that bilateral relationship and maybe getting Americans better access to Chinese consumers. It is looking, bit by bit, more like managed trade than trade policy by tariff, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Think back to the last time the U.S. did something similar, George W. Bush's steel tariffs in 2002. Doug Irwin is a trade historian at Dartmouth College. He says back then, tariff exemptions were granted pretty liberally.
From the Trump administration, it's become a much more political process. There's much more back and forth. Well, what can you do for us to get an exemption? It's not sort of this automatic or relatively routine administrative function.
In the newly renegotiated Korea Free Trade Agreement, South Korea agreed to give U.S. automakers better access to its markets and cap how much steel it exports to the U.S. It'll now sell only 70% of its average exports over the last 3 years. Dan Eikenson with the Cato Institute says this administration is being much more aggressive than its predecessors.
It's the U.S. flexing its muscle, and we've always had the capability to do that. We've always had the leverage to do it, but the previous 13 presidents thought better of it.
He says from President Roosevelt through President Obama, the U.S. adhered to the philosophy that reducing trade barriers was good for everyone. Trump's strategy is based on a premise that imports are bad, especially when we import more than we export.
He's looking for trade balance, not only between the United States and Korea, but within the auto sector and within the steel sector. So that is hyper-micromanaged trade policy, and it's a fool's errand.
After all, Eikenson says, the whole point of trade is for countries to specialize, export the stuff you're best at making, and import what others do better. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.